Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. Good morning, everyone. It is Valentine's Day, and we're certainly keeping that celebration going. In fact, we're going to culminate our day's celebration with Dr. Chris Donahue.
Yay!
Live at the world-famous Abbey here in the heart of West Hollywood and Los Angeles. In fact, we are going to have an opportunity for you to win a $100 gift card to the Abbey tonight if you happen to be in SoCal and you can make it out to the Abbey. All you have to do is keep listening at the top of the next hour, the 9 o'clock hour here Pacific time. You could get a $100 gift card to the Abbey to spend tonight during the Loveline Valentine's Day hookup party. It's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. Dr. Chris will be broadcasting live, answering all of your love, sex, and relationship questions, and Michaela Gordon and I may even be there.
Yay! We are going to be there.
We'll see.
We're going, Jay. You're my date, whether you like it or not.
I actually just bought this really great red suit. Not red, but it's like a brick. It's really nice.
Are we doing that? Are we
going
there?
You said you were going in some kind of look, but it is going to be pouring rain. It's covered.
I was going to go in this really amazing dress, but we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is comfortable footwear because, you know, it's going to be raining, so you need something that where your feet are not going to get wet.
But that's boots,
you're fine. Okay, so listen, not everything else is great for everyone else as we celebrate all our civil liberties here, and we constantly work very hard to maintain our rights as LGBTQ folks. I think sometimes we forget that in countries that we romanticize and that we talk about a lot because they're sexy or they get a lot of press for different things, we don't really delve into where they stand in terms of supporting and or criminalizing or not criminalizing LGBTQ folks.
Right.
Brazil is at the center of a massive lawsuit right now. Let me just give you a little backstory. So basically, Brazil's president and his senior officials have vowed to revise school textbooks to remove references to feminism, homosexuality, and violence against women. Again, let me repeat this. They want to take out any references to feminism, which is literally the equality of the sexes, homosexuality, and violence against women. They want to erase these things so that children and young adults aren't taught these ideas. And the president has also said that he wants the military to take over some public schools, as well as what teachers believe as nonsensical approach to education reform. Now, one of the goals is to get Brazil out of the worst positions in international education ratings, is to combat this sort of Marxist rubbish that is spread in the educational institutions. That's what he tweeted. And so he is kind of likening this sort of more woke mentality to a Marxist kind of thing. And he actually declared once, I'm homophobic with pride. So essentially the top Brazilian court was meant to decide on a key homophobia cases. Brazilian Supreme Court. By the way, I think Brazil, I think gorgeous men, gorgeous women, beaches.
Yeah, but I also think like freedom and fun and enjoying yourself and wild and dancing. Like it's
dangerous for tourists. You know, there's a lot of robberies, a lot of violence against tourists. I knew that. Like, be careful when you go to Brazil. That I knew. I did not know this. Well, the Brazilian Supreme Court was expected to rule yesterday on a pair of cases that could determine whether homophobia and transphobia should be considered criminal offenses, because currently they are not. The cases brought by Brazilian rights group ABGLT and a popular socialist party asked the Supreme Federal Tribunal to acknowledge the unconstitutional delay of Brazil's Congress in criminalizing violence against LGBTQ+ people. So what do you think of this?
I think it's just so sad. I mean, it's so... I think that, again, I don't mean to always go back to this, but I think that, again, this is why it's important that we have this radio station and we keep these stories heard and visible.
I had no idea.
I wouldn't know that this was going on without this radio station.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity for us to share it with everybody because, you know, even if it's just reaching support, reaching out our support to people in Brazil and our community within Brazil, I can imagine living in the United States where they're completely erasing who I am as a woman, as a lesbian woman. I mean, talk about just really erasing an entire group of people.
Here's another thing, too. Let's say we didn't know that this was happening, right? You go down with Lisa. She's like, babe, I got you this incredible vacation. I've cleared it with Channel Q. We're going to Brazil for a week. You're living your best life. You're on a beach. You decided to bust mm-hmm. out that thong. You're feeling great. You're walking from the hotel to, let's say, like this bar at night. You're holding hands with Lisa and you're arrested. I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, you know, it just makes my stomach sick.
It's shocking because we think of Brazilian butt lifts. We think of like Brazilian lotions and all the
things. Latin music and cocktails and beaches.
And meanwhile, this is happening to our people. And if you think it's someone else's problem, no, no. Because the minute this starts happening internationally, yeah. it's only a matter of time before it starts to bleed in. We already have Trump in office who's trying to slowly pick apart the LGBTQ rights that we fought for decades.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, you guys, well, in better news, when we come back, find out how this man has brightened different families' lives who maybe don't have their own Valentine. Stick around with the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. We'll be right back.
Oh, that was the most bizarre thing ever. Sometimes that little voice announcement girl, I feel like it's Valentine's Day and she got hit by Cupid and she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens.
She said we'd be right back, but here we are.
But here we you
We've
can't
been waiting.
Tell us.
We sat here with our headphones on, mouths around these microphones like they were some phallic object. And yet, no, it was the right time to come in. We didn't have to wait.
We didn't have, you can't tell
know?
Us what to do.
What does she know?
We're our own people. We're giving everybody a voice. We're Channel Q.
Get out of this room. All right. So listen. So, you know, I know a lot of people don't have romantic Valentines. Many people like got that good girl. Their Judy will be their Valentine, right? Their bestie.
Yeah.
Or like their sister, brother, mother, dog. I've seen a lot of pictures this morning of like
already
like a reason to post a shirtless picture for guys.
Oh, I can't
the dog.
Stand it. I can't. Yep. Even girls in lingerie. They're like, I'm my own Valentine.
So that's going on. As I was sifting through these partially graphic, pseudo to some pornographic images of these people essentially being like, you know, love yourself. And it's like them and a shirtless puppy and all their abs. I thought there's got to be a better way for people to celebrate this holiday who happen to be alone.
Yeah.
This guy killed it. He hands out roses to widows and military wives so they don't feel alone on Valentine's Day.
No, you're going to make me cry.
First of all, his name is Seth Stewart. He's got his cart loaded with like 300 roses to deliver on Valentine's Day. It is like a grocery cart that's completely full of roses. And 8 years ago, Seth, who's 28, and he's one of three brothers, decided that they would pass out 2 dozen roses to their single friends for Valentine's Day. And the community got wind of their generosity. And then the next year, they began receiving requests, turning in a small idea into sort of this big annual tradition. Now, Stewart says that the idea has taken off and that he's hired a group of drivers to hand out more than 550 roses to the women all over Spokane, Washington area on February the 14th, of course, Valentine's Day. And the carts are already full and ready to be delivered. They're probably delivering them right about now. But how sweet and special is this?
I'm telling you that I'm going to take this as some inspiration and I'm going to do that as well because I guess
Wait, you're going to do this today?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it today.
Oh, so
I don't know if there's enough
it.
Time. Okay, I know you're going to clock me. And
you
that's
said
not...
you were going to do this. He's doing it for Valentine's Day for widows. So what I'm going to need you to do is Google Widows West Hollywood, 1-800-FLOWERS.
Don't, I
and
will.
And send them.
Don't, it makes me feel bad. You know who's a widow? Lisa's mom. I'm going to send her some flowers.
You bet. I'm going to watch you do it.
I'm actually going to. That's a good idea. Yeah. That's really sweet.
And what's the card going to say?
I'm sorry. No, that's not what it would say. I'd say happy
Think about the language. It's going to be a future mother-in-law.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I love that.
Is that cute?
From your favorite gals.
From your favorite gals.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's good brownie points.
Yeah.
And Lisa's there right now, so she's going to catch wind of that.
Totally.
Like, definitely got to marry this girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, listen.
Oh, I love that.
I gotta tell you.
Because you forget about the widows.
Seth Stewart, you are not just impacting the people that you're giving flowers to, but all our listeners here at Channel Q. Michaela Gordon is now going to pay this forward. I mean, she's keeping it in-house, so technically she's not giving it to a stranger.
Like, but technically Lisa's mom is a widow. She lost her husband 2 years ago. Who's going to buy her a Valentine's Day present?
No
one
anymore.
So now she's getting one from a Galentine.
Now she's like sad all the time. And you've never thought of this sooner. Wow.
You know what? You're on thin ice, my friend. I will divorce
you. What color flowers do you get a mother-in-law? I think it should be, you can't
white.
Just, yeah.
Red?
Yeah.
Well, it's Valentine's Day. Pink?
I don't know. Let's find out the options first.
Okay.
And also, girl, we didn't consider this. I don't know what's open last minute. So whatever you find, we'll tell our listeners in case they're in the jam too.
Well, you know what? I don't want to make a big deal, but I always go to 1-800-Flowers.com.
I do too, usually. Yeah,
I'm obsessed with 1-800-Flowers.
Can they do you right like last minute like this?
Absolutely. There's a same day option. So
she gets it at midnight.
I
ding dong. What's happening? She's all scared. It's a robber.
Same day delivery.
Oh my
gosh. We will keep you updated. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to order some flowers. When we come back at the top of the hour, we'll have news on the beat. And then, you guys, it would only make sense that we have a cocktail to celebrate Valentine's Day. So we'll have our girl, Bryn Smith, to make some fabulous Valentine's Day cocktails that we'll put on our Instagram. So stick around for the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.